Okay, we're in batch number three now. We've got four more news stories for you. We are in Local News and Features with Kath and Uta. And the headlines, Uta first up.
It's all about health. GP warns of rise in weekend flu. And the other one is Royal Stoke misses target as 182 patients wait at least 65 weeks for treatment.
And Kath's headlines?
I've got devastated family lead tributes to biker, 28, killed on the A500. And giant pumpkin village with fairground lights and music arrives in Staffordshire.
Ooh, sounds interesting. So over to Uta now for our first story in batch three.
Well, the GP warns of a rise in weekend flu, as workers call in sick on Fridays and Mondays. That's a bit suspicious, isn't it? Employees are being warned if they take Mondays or Fridays off work, they could have what is being dubbed weekend flu. Many people feel a mysterious illness creeping in just as the weekend wraps up or begins, and if this is you, you're not alone. Whether it's a bad case of the Sunday scaries or just needing to recover from a weekend of partying, the so-called weekend flu could in fact be a bigger issue, burnout. It turns out that dodging work on these days might be less about having an actual bug and more about mental exhaustion, stress and unhappiness at work. What is weekend flu? The weekend flu refers to employees who frequently call in sick on Mondays or Fridays. Dr. Claire Merrifield, GP and Medical Director at SELF, explains that for some, it's more than just dreading the start of the week or being lazy about heading into the office. People suffering from stress, burnout or anxiety often find it harder to face work on a Monday morning, she says. By the time Friday rolls around, they might be so mentally exhausted that they just need a break. Sick of work or seriously sick? So why do so many of us fall ill when the weekend comes to an end? Dr. Merrifield says that beyond mental health issues like anxiety, this pattern can be linked to a toxic work environment of feeling unfulfilled in your job. She explains, if someone is frequently calling in sick after the weekend or post-payday, it might indicate dissatisfaction at work. But rather than giving people into trouble, a compassionate conversation could help uncover the root of the issue and address it before it becomes a bigger problem. So what are the weekend flu warning signs? Stress, heavy workloads, and feeling unappreciated can all play a part in why employees are calling in sick just when the week is about to start. Dr. Merrifield points to several other red flags when it comes to spotting absenteeism patterns that could spell trouble. High sick leave rates during crunch times, post-holiday come-down crashes, and even whole teams taking time off simultaneously might suggest something more serious at play. Employees who start taking sick leave out of the blue or during high-stress periods are often feeling overwhelmed by the workload or the culture of the workplace. Stress can weaken your immune system, making you more prone to illness during business times, she adds. I feel burnt out at work. What should I do? Is the question. What's the answer if you think you've caught a case of the weekend flu? Employees need to create an environment where employees feel comfortable opening up about stress and burnout. That's employers need to create an environment where the employees feel good. Oliver Highbottom, Managing Director of Staff Leave Software Timetastic, recommends businesses need to start looking at the data to help spot trends before they become costly issues. But for employees, you are finding yourself constantly battling the weekend flu. It might be time to look at your work-life balance. Are you just sick of work? Or is it something else making you dread the start of the week? The question here, I'm struggling, who can I contact for help? Well, if you are struggling with your mental health, you can call 116 123 to talk to Samaritans or email joe@samaritans.org for a reply within 24 hours. And you can also text SHOUT, S-H-O-U-T, to 85258 to contact the Shout Crisis text line or text YM if you're under 19. If you're under 19, you can also call 0800 1111 to talk to Childline. The number will not appear on your phone bill. These services will only share your information if they are very worried about you or think you are in immediate danger. If you need immediate help, you can call 111 and select the mental health option. Back to you, Cass.
Devastated family lead tributes to biker, 28, killed on the A500. Heartbroken relatives of a 28-year-old who died in an A500 crash say he was loved by everyone. Biker Will Evans was travelling on the D Road through Audley when the collision occurred. Sadly, Will of Newcastle died at the scene of the crash. His grieving family have paid tribute to the motorcyclist who, they say, loved life. Meanwhile, Staffordshire Police continue to investigate the collision. As previously reported by Stoke-on-Trent Live, emergency services have been called to the stretch heading towards Junction 16 of the M6 just before 10 p.m. on October the 4th. The force had been treating the tragedy as a suspected non-stop collision. However, officers later dropped that line of inquiry, but still want to trace the movements of a dark-coloured vehicle, believed to be heading northbound at the time of the crash, which saw the motorbike hit the central reservation. Will's family say he enjoyed going to the gym and riding his dream BMW motorbike. In a statement, they said, Will was loved by everyone. He was fun-loving with a witty sense of humour. He loved his time at the gym and riding his dream BMW motorbike. Please respect our privacy at this difficult time as we continue to come to terms with what has happened. A spokeswoman for the force said, officers are continuing to appeal for witnesses of the collision to come forward. Anyone with information should call the force on 101 and quote incident 761 of October the 4th.
Oh, it's up to me
now.
It
was very abrupt, that end.
Yes. Well, I take over with Royal Stoke misses target as 182 patients wait at least 65 weeks for treatment. Staffordshire's main hospital trust has missed its target of completely eliminating 15 months waits for treatment. An estimated 182 patients at University Hospitals of North Midlands were still waiting 65 weeks or more at the end of September. NHS England expected the trust to reduce it to zero by this point. And while the number is continuing to fall, managers do not expect the target will be hit by the end of October either. UHNM board members were told that delays affecting specialities such as respiratory and ear, nose and throat were having an impact on the overall figures. More positively, just a handful of patients are now waiting 78 weeks, while none at all are waiting 2 years for treatment. Katie Thorpe, interim chief operating officer, told the board meeting that the trust had been working to achieve a continual reduction across all these categories. She said, it's not going down as quickly as we'd like, and we continue those weekly conversations on how to maintain the trajectory that we've got. From a 65-week perspective, we do have some particular specialities that are causing us some delays in getting our patients' treatment, particularly respiratory and ENT. We were tasked from a national perspective with getting a 65-week waits down to zero by the end of September. This isn't going to happen for us. At the moment, we are predicting around 182 patients in September and around 66 patients in October. We are continuing to try to reduce that number, but the reality of some of our more challenged specialities is that we'll have that residual number. The good news is that we are reporting 105 week waits, and we are down to 11 patients who are waiting 78 weeks. Miss Thorpe said that with winter approaching, UHNM was now seeing increases in the number of patient-related delays, including those caused by patients being unavailable for treatment due to having colds or flu. The board heard that recent work to increase endoscopy capacity was helping the trust reduce backlogs both in cancer and elective treatment. UHNM is drawing up plans to ensure by next March that no patients are waiting more than 52 weeks for treatment. A total of 3,319 patients were waiting a year for treatment in August.
So, that is it for batch number three.
What about that?
Have you got one more?
Yes.
I'm getting so confused.
I've got the giant pumpkin village.
Oh, yeah. And we don't want to miss that
out. We don't want to miss that out.
So exciting. Yeah, I'm going a bit too low. Off you go then. So let's finish off batch three with the pumpkins.
Let's. Giant Pumpkin Village with fairground, lights and music arrives in Staffordshire. A new American-style pumpkin village has arrived in Staffordshire in time for Halloween. Brothers Tom and Ivor Robinson travelled to the US last year to visit the world's largest pumpkin farms to see how the spooky season is celebrated. And the pair have brought some of the fall magic back home to create their very own village with 30 acres of pickable pumpkin. It has taken 6 months to build and features boutique street stalls, festoon lighting, pumpkin houses and towers, street food, entertainers and live music. The Instagram-ready event is taking place at the National Forest Adventure Farm in Postham Road, Tatton Hill, Blurton, around 40 minutes down the A50 from Stoke-on-Trent. The brothers are also promising their biggest pumpkin haul to date, with up to 500,000 squashes of all shapes and sizes to choose from. You will also be able to tuck into homemade soups, hot seasonal sandwiches, pumpkin lattes and spiced sweet treats. Ivor said pumpkin villages are a relatively new idea in the UK and that he and his brother were keen to introduce the idea for families in Staffordshire. Every year we pride ourselves on bringing something different for families to enjoy. And we are so excited to unveil this year's Pumpkin Village, said Ivor, whose family has been farming in the area since 1970 and is celebrating 20 years since the launch of their first maize on the site in 2004. With so much to do and explore, it brings something for everyone to enjoy this autumn. Whether you are looking to take in the sights and sounds of the season, stock up on boutique gifts, explore the pumpkin patch, or relax with live music and a warm drink, the Pumpkin Village packs it all in. Why just go to a pumpkin patch when you can experience a whole pumpkin village this year? The Pumpkin Village is open on selected dates through to Thursday, October the 31st. Find out more and book tickets via the National Forest Adventure Farm website. Tickets start from £5 and visitors just pay for any pumpkins they take home. You can get a pumpkin play village and play ticket for £10, which enables you to enjoy the outdoor play areas, including jumping pillows, go-karts and a fossil dig, as well as the three-storey indoor soft play. I want to go.
Exciting stuff. So it really is now the end of batch three, and keep listening when we've got a final short batch for you coming up.